Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryan of Magnetic Service. There are those who will always wonder, does the voice from the other side of the veil, representing that which is a beautiful spiritual component of God, does that voice and the consciousness of it know what's going on? There would be some who would say no. No idea of the pandemic. No idea of this or that. Because they've been taught that God does not deal with those things, that is something the Creator is not caring about. That's an impersonal God, dear ones. I want to give you the truth that I've given before. I even want to go back and review a channel that most of you did not even hear, given a couple of weeks ago. The truth is this. We know absolutely what's going on. In fact, we know how you feel about it. We are so tuned in to you. If somebody said, what's God really about? Cry and please ask. Please, we want to ask this, what's God really about? And the answer, you. That's what God is about. Perhaps you should stop using the God word, because that is a word that is used to mean so many things that are so different from what is actually there. The creative source that gave you life and created a soul has something in common with you. Have you ever heard of the term made in his image? Do you know what it means? It's not that there's a God up in the sky that looks like a human. The image is love. It always has been. Made in his image means that your soul is mirroring the image of the compassion of a creator. And that means that you were made from the same stuff in his image. And that stuff that we talk about is star stuff, if you want to call it that. That is beauty, love, compassion, knowing, nurturing. Stop using the word God, perhaps, and use the word spirit or something else. Maybe even go all the way. It's family. Brother, sister, if there was a gender on the other side, and there's not, this is family. Your soul has the same stuff as God. When your soul is not here, dear ones, when you pass through the veil again and again, that soul is not here. I'll tell you where it goes. It goes home. It's gone home many times before. Instantly, you recognize everything that is and that you couldn't see before. It's almost like if you were still a human, you'd go, oh my. You remember. You remember as we sing your name in light. And we have the party, if you want to call it that, the celebration of family with family. Welcome back. We know what you've been through. We know what you've done. Congratulations for changing this planet. Congratulations for awakening to some degree so the consciousness of the planet can evolve a little more. Are you ready to go back? And you would say, absolutely. Let's get this done. It's family. It's not a punisher in the sky, dear ones. No matter what you've been told. How could you ever believe that? Who told you that? And why did you go for it? That the God of the heavens that made you was more dysfunctional than any father could be on the planet? How's that for perfect unconditional love? You got a God in the sky who's watching you to see if you're good or bad? You got to do certain things or perform a certain way or believe certain things or... you're going to be punished. Well, that beautiful soul is going to go to some place where you're going to be tortured every single day. And by the way, so are your kids. What a story. And yet so many bought it. And to this day, believe it, you got a dysfunctional father in the sky for God. Maybe there is a bigger truth, and maybe this is the time to think about it. I've said these things so many times, but it's so important because right now there is a changing attitude and consciousness on this planet for everything. What else have you been told that might not actually be this way? Can you start to discern truth in a time where so many different things are happening, where you're going to have to make decisions you've never made before? Did you notice that in these years since 2012, many things are starting to occur? Did you notice that some of the most horrible, evil, black, and inappropriate things, black with dirt, are starting to come forward? Things that you had said, wow, I've known some of those things before, but here they are in my face. That's exactly right. You see, as you start to grow up, as you start to have a higher consciousness, many of the things that have been hiding, and you know they're there, are starting to show. And not just mildly, they show so the whole planet can see them. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? And the reason is because the culture, humanity itself, is starting to grow up and graduate in what they want. This is far, far different than even 50, 60, 70 years ago when you were still warring. You've done this for eons. That's what humans do, they'll say. They war. And they never learn. There's always another war and always another one, and one begets another. And suddenly it all stopped. And now you're looking at each other saying, we're more mature than that. So why are we still having some of the things take place on this planet? The pandemic, maybe it caused a reboot. Maybe it caused everyone to simply stop for a moment. And look, maybe it was a poke that my partner talks about and just did, made you look. And what you're starting to see is it's time to change. But the difference between then and now and history is that you can change. There are things starting to happen now, inventions starting to happen now, different things, I will say, in the field that are starting to give you different tools than you've ever had before. This voice from the other side of the veil is angelic, filled with love and compassion for every single one of you. My partner sits here, and I show him things. Like the first time he sat in the chair and said, if you're real, show me. I showed him. And he wept like a baby. Because I opened the door just a little so he could see the kind of love and compassion and unconditional care that the Creator has for him and for you, every single one of you. Perhaps you've heard this before, and I'm going to call this channel The Lucky Human. There's a premise, perhaps you even heard it this day. The premise is this: there exists something in what you might call the ethers that is palpable, real physics called the field. First of all, you have to buy into a premise. Is consciousness physics? Is it real? Could you measure consciousness? Does it affect other parts of physics? You know the answer is yes. This has been proven, even measured over and over. Perhaps it's even the subject of the day. If consciousness is part of the scenario of the physical part of what you know as the universe, that means that consciousness probably is a player in physics, and it is. That means thoughts probably have energy, and they do. Now, whereas this was some kind of metaphysic esoteric talk, suddenly it becomes physical. Follow my logic, because this is spiritual talk I'm giving you, dear ones. You are approaching some of the finest knowledge of your life and how spirit works that's ever been presented on this planet right now. The premise is this: if thoughts are physical, then the potentials of what people are thinking is physical. So if you have a whole group that is thinking a certain way, that would happen then in this which we have called the field. Let's just say that's where all those thoughts go. Not quite right, but for this discussion. It answers a question of how is remote viewing possible? How can one person sit with an energy that understands this and figure out what's going on somewhere else? And the answer is easy, because the potentials of what they're thinking is in the field. If you can have a coherence with the field, you can pick it up. Remember that. In all of this, we're starting to give you information that's for its time. Premise: old soul, you are needed on this planet right now to push forward the consciousness shift in a positive way. Old soul, that means that you've lived here so many times, been there, done that. You're not new to this planet. You know you're not. As you just sit there, you know how things work. It's not a surprise. This planet is yours, belongs to you. You're part of it, always have been. And what I want to give you right now is a premise. You've heard it before. It's time to hear it again. It becomes real to you. Is it possible that you can have coherence with that which is the field to such an extent that it could be a roadmap of what you do next, because you kind of know what people are thinking? Are you getting this? Years ago, I sat in front of you and I said, you're going to have a new pope soon. 13 months later, you got a new pope. That was not Kryon predicting. This was done in Texas. It's been recorded. It's validated. That's not predicting. Kryon does not predict. What I did was to give you what was taking place in the field at that moment in the Vatican. It could have gone either way through free choice, but it had gone so far at that time, I knew what was going to happen, because it was the natural occurrence based upon what was happening with the current pope. He did not die, dear ones. A wild card presented itself: Pope Francis, the reincarnate of Francis of Assisi. And it was needed to change the church. And that is exactly what has happened. Did you notice? That would not have happened with the older pope who is still with you. That's called a wild card. I gave it to you because it was in the field. At the first science and spirituality conference held in Nanaimo, Canada, I gave you another one. That's when the handshake occurred with the North Korean leader, who was before that, only a few weeks, launching missiles. I told you a year before that something was up with the North Korean boy who had another plan, that someday he might even be Person of the Year in Time magazine. Because his agenda is not to throw missiles at you. His agenda is to be king, truly. Benevolent leader of his people, recognized at the United Nations, ending the Korean War, having friendship with the South. He's not stupid. Well, why isn't that happening right now, you might ask? Because he's waiting for a new president, dear ones. Asians have a lot of patience. See if this is true or not. He doesn't like the deal yet. He can wait. But it's not about missiles. I gave you that information, and the handshake actually occurred right before your conference. This is not fortune-telling. It was always in the field. It's there. It's there to pick out. You've heard the term, you create your own reality. When you hear that, people will roll their eyes like, oh, yeah. You're going to make this and that happen. You're going to get this job over here. You're going to have the money come in from over here. The relationship you want, here it is. You're just going to create it. It's all going to fall into place. Boy, are you lucky, because that's what happens. Have you ever known anyone who seems to have all the right moves, and the fact that wherever they go and whatever they do, things just fall on them? And you say, boy, are you lucky. What if luck had nothing to do with it? What if they were in coherence with the field and could somehow sense what was going on? Picture for a moment that you're in front of a road, and on that road there's all kinds of holes and pitfalls, and then there's smooth areas as well. But what if every pitfall and smooth area actually had thoughts? They were physical. And you didn't know where they were, but you could kind of sense what they were thinking. So as you went forward, you'd feel it. You'd know that in the field, you're not supposed to turn left and step in the hole. You turn right into the smooth area. So it's not fortune-telling as much as it is steering you intuitively to the right place. Steering you intuitively to the right place. What a concept. And then those will look at you and say, boy, are you lucky. The channel I gave recently talked about the human being that was taught from birth. You better watch out, you know? This earth is not your friend. You better watch out. You could go over there and nobody knows. You're going to be hit by a truck. You just don't know. So be careful. Don't do this. Don't do this. Don't do this. And just watch yourself. Watch yourself. Because at any moment, then you become a victim of the planet, because you expect bad things, don't you? Dear ones, this is habit. This is you practicing something you were told. It isn't even intuitive. Isn't it time that you might put those things aside and sit and say, dear spirit, if you're there, show me this is real. That's all it takes. Belief and cognizing something you really, really didn't expect. It's not luck. Give me the intuition to sense what is in the field so I'll be in the right place at the right time. Steer me, dear ones, dear angelic forces, dear partnerings that are mine with my soul, dear spirit of the universe. Let me sense it. And you do. And it's not woo-woo, dear ones, because thoughts are energy, and thoughts are physics, and they go to a place that you can access, and this is not new. However, the availability of it, the teaching of it, the evolution of it, and where it's going is the new normal. It's you starting to figure out how to create your own reality by not stepping in the holes. More than that, how many of you have had unusual synchronicity lately? Unusual. Meeting the right people, having the right situations fall before you. Some of you have, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. And those moments, it's thank you, Spirit. Thank you for giving me the intuition to know to go here, to go there. Bring me more. Dear Spirit, thank you. Bring me more. And what that means is more awareness of intuition. Bring me more. I started this channel and I'm going to end it the same way. What do you think about the consciousness of the voice you're hearing from the other side of the veil? Is it a partner? Is it a brother? Is it a sister? Or is it apart from you? I know who is listening, who is watching. Even in the replays, I know who is listening and who is watching. And I say to all of you, there's more to this story than you think. There's more love here. There's more compassion. There's more nurturing and caring. If you'll just reach out and try some of these things, I'm telling you, being part of the field is not only doable, it is your lineage. That's why you're here. The growth in what you believe and expect is part of the new normal. There are going to be many who turn to you and ask, why does everything work so well for you and not for me? And that's when you sit down, perhaps over a cup of coffee or whatever, glass of tea, and you say, let me tell you a story. And you start telling them about what is real, perhaps, and what is not, or what is habit and what is not. And that you live your life through intuition that you know is connected in oneness to everything. This is the message of Kryon, and always has been. It's not a doctrine, dear ones. It's the truth. Go from this place differently than you came. You've heard that before. And so it is.